The Burt Show.
It was a riveting minute and 20 seconds yesterday of a call that we took about a guy named Ethan. We will play it for you here in just a couple of seconds. Good morning, Jackie. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Good. Now, even before you tell us what you did, we all totally understand. You know, it's like you just go through this period. If you don't have that cooling off period, you're capable of doing just about anything.
Mm-hmm. You see red. You're so irate. You wanna hurt somebody.
What was the infraction that got you so crazy?
Oh, it was about 14 years ago. I was dating this girl, and I had went to my mom's and come back. We were living together, and she was in the backyard with this other girl doing some things. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, we got in an argument, and she left with her. Well, when she left and we took all her clothes out of the closet, all her clothes out of the drawers, went to the basement, cut them up, took lighter fluid, put them on them, and lit them all on fire.
It's a waiting to exhale moment.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible. But the stupid thing was, is I could have caught the house on fire.
Oh, you did in the basement.
Yeah, you don't even think about that.
Yeah. Well, that'll happen. That would have really taught her a lesson if you'd burned the house.
You have no home to come back to.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why there are no guys on the line, because when we're in that period, that just got burned period, the way that we lash out is we go and we have sex with the closest available woman.
We
can't calculate quick enough. We're just angry, and it all goes back to sex for us.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Christina. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I just really wanted to comment on what you were talking about this morning. I dated a guy. Well, we lived together 4 years and had 2 children by him.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a decision to move with his family to Florida. I came back to Atlanta for a while, but I went back to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time I was here, he had met somebody else.
Mm.
And he didn't tell me. So, I mean, you know, keep in mind I have 2 children. So I kind of wanted to make everything work out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I found out about this chick, and I just went crazy. I was like the devil. Now, my kids are like a year apart, so that means I was going through postpartum.
Oh, boy.
Depression, and I just felt horrible. I felt like nothing. So I cut all his clothes. He had a lot of Timberland boots, a lot mm-hmm. of stuff that this chick had bought him. I made sure I bleached them.
Right.
His dad lived by like a lake. I just threw some of the stuff in the lake. I just, everything that was around me that was his, I just completely tore it up.
So if you're going to cheat, if you're going to cheat on the girl you're with, the key is to have a lock-in closet. Because I'm seeing it
so far.
I guess, but I mean, I just... Some of the stuff wasn't even his, and I tore it up. But I just was angry, and, you know, you do things when you're angry that you turn into a whole other person.
Well,
That's what I was.
You're like the Tasmanian devil. You're just going in a room, and I don't care. There's a shirt there. I'm cutting it up, or I'm burning it, or I'm throwing it in the lake.
Well, when you're in that period, I think one of two things happens to you.
Uh-huh.
You either start to calm down as you're doing this, or you start to get angrier and angrier.
Right. I think it made me even... Just, oh, my God, I was just so angry. I was so angry I had to leave and come back to Atlanta because I didn't want to just, like, you know, spend time in jail or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's really mad. I was so mad I had to leave the state. That is mad. 404-741-1005.
Voice disguiser, please.
That's so great.
Hey, Nicole, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You're on the voice disguiser. Nobody can recognize your voice.
Okay. The only reason I wanted to be on The Voice Disguise is because I'm actually a silent devil. He doesn't know that I did this.
Okay.
Mm. The silent devil is the worst kind.
This is even more psychotic. Yeah.
So pretty much I decided to stay in Atlanta. I got a job somewhere else, and I started dating this guy for about 8 months. And, you know, I decided not to move and stay with this current job that I have for him. And I found out he was cheating on me in that jail. So I was living with him. So before I moved out, I took his toothbrush and I cleaned the toilet with it. And this is the worst thing that I did ever, and I feel really bad about it. I cut a hole in the carpet and I put a piece of shrimp underneath the carpet.
Some shrimp.
So it started to stink up.
Damn.
That only a woman could come up with
an
idea.
That was clever. she rolls the blueprints out on the desk.
I know there's probably baggage and it's smells horrible, and he just cannot figure out what is that smell.
Damn. That is awesome. You know, somebody listening right now just went like, that's it.
I got to give me some shrimp.
I have been trying to come up with something to do, and that's it.
Now, it seems to me like one of two things happen also when you're in this stage is either that everything is a big blur to you, mm-hmm. and you're just cutting things up and pouring bleach and setting things on fire in the basement, or you become uber focused and you think shrimp in the carpet.
I was very focused.
Yeah, that's
like I said, hey, I don't want to do anything that he can call the police on me about. Oh, but I want to hurt him, but I don't want him to know.
I just imagine some women like in the basement with the exposed light bulb swinging as they have the diorama or the miniature village, you know, built on how they're going to do the plan.
Yeah, I had a blueprint. I planned it out. I had an agenda, this first, this next.
Beautiful. Thanks for calling, Nicole.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Pulled like the ski mask down over her face.
That's great.
So this was the mentality on the show yesterday. I think we just came out of talking about something. I think I even said to Melissa, here's what we're going to do next. And you lead us through the next 5 minutes. And then this phone call comes in, and Jeff just writes up, we have somebody that wants to do a public service on the Burt Show. The call came out of absolutely nowhere yesterday. And when it happened at the time, what you're going to hear is some beeped out names. Jeff and I were so shell-shocked by the whole thing that we didn't even hit delay. So the people that you hear in this clip, somewhere around Atlanta yesterday, were called out by their coworkers or friends or family members, and it was really, really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. She says the full names.
Full names.
You won't hear it in the replay, but the first time it aired, it was the full names. And we definitely encourage this behavior.
Yes. We don't believe in a cooling off period at all. Like when you're really, really, when you're at the height of your anger, you call us. You don't cool off. You don't call your best friend. How dare you?
Right.
Why would you even think that?
So this is the call we take yesterday. It comes absolutely out of nowhere. And the mentality we're thinking is she just found out.
Yeah.
In retrospect, she must have just found out this guy was screwing around on her. And she's like, she can't come up with the shrimp in the carpet idea.
Right.
She can't come up with the bleaching the clothes or the setting the clothes on fire in the basement. So the first thing she does is she picks up the phone and she calls us.
Hello. Hey, I just have a public service announcement for one of your listeners.
Okay.
I just want to say to Ethan that Ethan shouldn't leave his laptop up and running on the kitchen table when his girlfriend spends the night. Especially if he's been trading emails for months with a married coworker that he's been doing at lunch and after work.
Oh.
Because if she wanted to, Ethan's girlfriend could email herself all of his contacts and forward herself all of the emails that you have exchanged with the slut.
Oh.
And as soon as she gets home, she could email all of those to all of your coworkers. She could even take drunken, naked vacation photos from the 4th of July weekend and send them as well, so everyone, including the slut you were doing, knows about your shortcomings.
Oh, boy.
And to the whore named Sarah, who is married, you are a piece of trash.
Oh.
And to her husband, Raj, I'm going to call you and tell you everything when I get home tonight. So I hope all of you have a great day.
And she was gone.
And that was
it. And she was out.
I don't think Raj is going to have a good day.
Well, maybe depending on what she did with him last night, maybe he had a great day.
Yeah.
And once again, the names of those people were clear as day yesterday. Clear as day. So somewhere around Atlanta, there was a lot of friction going on because of that.
First and last names, loud and clear.
And I'm a little disappointed that we haven't been forwarded those emails yet. So
yeah.
If you work with them, you can go ahead. You know where to find us.
Like normally after something like that, the guy will call up to say, please don't ever play that again.
Yeah.
Or somebody will know these people and call us back and say, oh, I work in the office with these people. You don't even know what this happened.
Ooh.
Hey, Angela, good morning. You're on
so
Q100.
Busted.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Have I got a story for you guys?
Okay.
I was dating this guy back in 1998. I had a son for him, was pregnant with his daughter, found out he was cheating on me with this girl, taking my son to her house, saying that it was his sister's son. And when I found out, I completely lost it. Not only did I take a horse leather belt to him, and he had to jump through the window. When he jumped through the window and I couldn't get a hold of him, I got a hold of his brand new 1998 Honda Civic his dad just bought him. And his dad was building a studio, and the bricks that was by the on the outside of the house took all the bricks, threw in the car, and completely ruined the car and had to come tow it.
Oh!
You did so much damage with bricks
with
to
bricks.
The car that they had to actually tow it away.
I slashed tires. I mean, opened up the hood, you know, threw bricks in the sand, and cement into the engine. I mean, I just totally, totaled the car.
You're still proud of it, though, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Of course you are.
It's one of those things that, like, after you're done, you didn't realize you had that much strength when the adrenaline's flowing. You're like, wow.
You're like, hey, look at me.
Look at my work.
I am powerful.
Hell yeah.
Or you scare yourself. Right. Or you're like, when it's all done and all the adrenaline is gone, you're like, oh, my God, did I just do that? Or you don't realize the power you have. Oh, my God, I was the person that just came up with the shrimp in the carpet idea.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
That's not me.
That's awesome, though.
The Bird Show.